matter who you're going to choose, but you're going to choose. And most of us already made a choice. We choose every day whom we're going to serve. It may not be what you think it should be. It may not be even right what you think it should be, right? But either way, you are going to choose. Come on. And then what we're looking at this morning, into the third month that we're in, meaning completion with God, because completion comes from the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, which are one, three in one. Come on. Resurrection. On the third day, he rose. Hello, somebody. And we're in a month that's called completion, because how many know that when you receive Christ, you are completed in the things. And the actual word, according to the scriptures, when you read the King James Version, it's going to say perfect. And you know, we hear it, we're not perfect, but the Bible says, be you perfect as your Father is in heaven. Perfect. Well, I can't be perfect. Well, it depends how you're interpreting the word. Because I know we can't be perfect in the realm of humanity. Because how many know we make mistakes? How many know we're going to make mistakes? Have you ever done the mistake like I have, been in the automobile business for years? Hello, rising up in the ranks quickly by the God we serve. Every time we got a new car, we park a mile away. Because I don't want a dent, I don't want a scratch or ding. Hello, anybody like me back in the days? Only to walk up, because I'm willing to walk, to the store and park it to the furthest parking lot where nobody's going to park out there, only to come back and somebody dinged the car. You ever been there? You can't escape what you hope you can escape. You can't escape, especially in the time we're in. We're going to talk to you because of the chaos we heard. We heard the testimony. We heard the announcer saying it's chaotic out there. How many agree? If you don't believe me, just go into the sheriff department and say, is he crazy in you, Kuiper, or not? Man, I'm following up on crime out here because, you know, I came from coming from hiding the crime. They broke into our church. They broke not into the church, but we had a thrift store. I don't know how many times they broke in. Well, can you steal from a thrift store? It's all used, say amen. But it's amazing that people don't care. But they would use kids to go through the windows to come in, and they take the candy bars and all that we had. And you know, we were on Church Row, what's called Church Row in Hyde. We had us and the Nazarene Church and the Baptist Church. What? Us? What are you? Pentecostal? Uh-huh. Apostolic? Yeah. Baptist? Absolutely. Nazarene? Yeah. What? Oh, and down the street, we had, I think, the Lutheran Church. Yeah, we're that too. What does that mean? All those ministries are based from the scriptures. Come on. So I am a believer of what God says, and if God said it, I've been trained to believe it. I've been trained to stand on it. And I'm here to tell you that if you believe and stand on what God, thus saith the Lord, you will be walking in your victories that God has called you to walk in. Hello, somebody. And we know that we're in a month that last week he promised us something. Hello. God, we heard it double, right? God wants to give double in this year, and I'm looking for the double. The double portion, possibly the double, not just in your finances, not just in items that you think you need, but I want to see the double portion of the anointing of God, that when somebody approaches you, like in that prayer next week, that we're out there and we're greeting everybody, no matter who they are, and they're high-fiving you as they're coming by. What that means is they're beeping, they're for you. Somebody's posting it that, hey, look at what they're doing. And we're doing it not that we can be noticed, but we're doing it because this city didn't need another church. What this city needed is more of the Almighty Living God. Come on, because we're forgetting who He is. Many people know about God, but they don't know the God that God has asked that we get to know Him. He says, come and learn of me. Hello. And that's one of the promises I made when God spared my life. I said, God, I don't know you. I don't believe in you. I'm totally the opposite. But if you didn't let me die at that age, what I was about to face, I will learn. And I have not stopped learning since then. I have had to change over change over change. Not that He's changed. We need to change. And it's like my friend, the, Pastor Jesse from the Covenant Life. And by the way, the marriage conference, we combine with his church and we go to La Quinta. It's a weekend getaway, beautiful rooms, beautiful people, beautiful scenery, come on, and a great breakfast. Amen. And we have 12 couples so far signed up, and it's still open for signing. We just letting you know, because when November comes, you know, if you haven't paid your full amount, it's sometimes a little hard because that's the holiday season's coming. You're already thinking about Christmas, and I told you to think about Christmas in January. Hello, how many days of Christmas? Anybody know? Doesn't matter, but it'll be here, and you're going to say, "Oh my God, it's Christmas!" But we're going to go out there and we celebrate. Why? Because I don't walk just with anybody because we have to agree. The Bible says, "Unless we agree, we can't walk together." Isn't that sad that we can't walk together if we believe in the same God? Especially if we believe in the same Savior, but yet we can't walk with Him, you know? But today, you know, as we're coming, but my point that God wants to give us, because I know a God that some of you have never seen. I've seen Him do mighty miracles. When we started this ministry, we've seen God visitation in a park. He sent us to the worst park in Riverside. None of you were there. And anybody that was with me there, my wife is the only one with us. Amen. Other than my children. Come on, that's different. Come on. And we borrowed chairs because I didn't have chairs. And it didn't even have a pulpit. I still have my first offering bucket. It's a Hills Brothers can of coffee. And I put masking tape on. I put tithes, offering. I still have the actual first offering in there. Look how God is. He's good. Just come on. Some of you don't know the God that you should know. You read about Him. You hear about Him. But you should know about Him because He wants you to know Him because He knows you. Hello? And it's not about, you know, we're not a feel-good church, but I like to feel good. Hello. I don't care if you don't get goosebumps, but if you do, thank God. Amen. If your hair rises up, some of us need some new hair. Come on. Amen. And I thank God He still hasn't took it at all away. But the hairline sure went up. Come on. Yeah, because I counted. Got saved at 24, and they said I was not going to have hair by a certain age. I said, God, if you can do anything that's real for me, don't let it disappear. And He's proved Himself. Because if you're faithful, the Bible says, in the little things, He's going to be faithful in the greater thing. And sometimes, if you're like us, you know, coming in the lines that we came in, proud to be what we were. Hello. Today I'm proud to be a servant of the Most High God. Today I'm proud to be a pastor, but I didn't design myself to become a pastor. I was chosen by the Almighty God to do this. That's why when He sent us to the worst location, when we got the call and began to do what He did, we've seen the miracles of God. We've seen fingers rise, come when there was no fingers. We've seen legs straighten out when there was what? It was drug addicted by the bus steeple there. But there wasn't really homeless like there is today. But we've seen God do something. In fact, even somebody walked up and said, "Will you pray for me?" And we said, "Absolutely." We gathered him in a circle. Everybody that came out and joined us, we put him in a circle. We put him right in the middle, and we prayed the prayer. All our eyes were closed, and we opened our eyes, and he was gone. And everybody said, "He didn't come through us." I said, "We had an angel visit us to see if we really stand for what we stand for." Come on. My title again, we're going to get into the second book of Corinthians, chapter 10. My title is bringing a choice that we have to come to choose this day. Joshua said it like this: choose this day. Who's Joshua? Prior covenant, chosen by the Almighty God. One of the 12 spies that went out to go spy out the land. And out of the 12, only two came back with faith in God. One of my mentors always says, "You don't have no problems. All you need is faith in yourself." That's what we think. We have faith in ourselves. No, you need faith in God. How many have faith in God? How many question God? Because if you have faith in God, you've had to learn to question God. How many have experiences from God? How many know that you have made it this far because of God? I've been to too many funerals. I've buried too many people that always thought tomorrow was going to become their tomorrow. But there we are in their tomorrow saying, we pray that their last breath of life, that they accepted the anointed word of God, the salvation of God. And I can only give those living a hope that only God knows. Say, God knows. Because we don't know the end. We don't know. You don't know. Say, amen. You don't know when someone passes on and what their minds were, what their thoughts were, what their speakings were, because we have been there with many at their last moments of breath to share Christ. Now, the Pentecostal don't believe that I can share Christ. And I'm sorry, I'm Pentecostal. But they don't believe because we didn't baptize them in the name of Jesus. Oh, that's the apostolic faith. That's the apostolic faith and the Pentecostal. You need to be baptized in what name? You baptized in the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. You not baptized. That's religion. That's interpretation of a scripture without the grace ingredient. Because grace is the main ingredient. We're all here because of grace today. Everyone in this world praying for our Iranian brotherhood, right? Well, Pastor, what do you think? I'm for it. He's the commander-in-chief. God put him up there. I did it. You'll set them up, Samuel says. First Samuel tell you, I sit them up and I'll sit them down. I had to pray for the last administration. How many agree? Come on. And I pray for this administration. Say, amen. But I'm not going to tell you who I voted for, because then it gets controversial. How can you be a Christian? Well, I'm a believer. How can you be a Christian if you like to lie a lot? Because the Bible tells me all liars have their place in the lake of fire. What? I'm not judging you. Don't judge me. Have you ever heard that? Don't judge me. I'm going to judge you all day long. I'm sorry. It's my word. It's the word of God to try the spirit with the spirit. No, you can't do that. Yes, I can. This is why. Whom will you serve in a chaotic day? It's confused out there. How many denominations are out there? How many churches are out there that are rising? And if you don't know the true stats, don't talk about it. But I study stats of church world because I don't need to be fighting my own brothers and sisters. But that's who we fight. We fight more of church people than we do the devil. Because that's the trick of the enemy to put what he knows, because he failed, because when he crucified the Christ, if he knew it was Christ, he would have never done that. But it defeated him. So your enemy is defeated. And if you know the story of Balaam and Balak, King Balak, Balaam, see these stories, you don't know the Bible, right? Because you don't study, because you don't read. That's not our fault. It's not God's fault. Because he tells you, read. Some of us hate reading, right? Come on. But if you ever had to get your degrees, what do? Come on, you had to do research, you had to do study, you had to do what? Sacrifice your time. You had to do reportings, you had to do all that is necessary to you can have your degree. Well, the same goes, if you want to know your God, because there are many gods out there. Jesus says there are many gods. There's an antichrist already. There are many. There's not one. There's many. The true one that's coming, depends who's serving, what you're serving. I question to make sure this Bible, and how many interpretations do we have now? Got a lot of them. Say amen. But I thank God I have a rabbi friend. When I question anything, who studies, they study more than us, believes in the Messiah, believes that Jesus is the Messiah. Hard to find Jewish brothers, but they're out there. Say amen. What does this mean? And we get to interpret it. In fact, I'll probably have him here. Yes, in April. I'll bring Rabbi in. He'll teach us some things. Come on. And I'm going to bring another one in just so we can keep you on your toes. But we're living in a chaotic time. We're living in a time that's confused. And, I'm not talking about the world. The church is confused. We think that the remission of sin gave us permission to do what we want to do. Which you can, because it's called grace. Everybody's under this. But there's going to come a time when hats are going to shift. The Lamb of God is the Lion of Judah right now. He's just being held back. He's called Father God right now. He's being held back by the one that brought us grace, Jesus, the anointed one, brought grace to us by resurrecting after all the sufferings, after death came, after. And if you don't know, you better read what it took and why it took what it took, because being the Almighty God, he didn't have to go through that process. He could have just said, I'm going to change it, but he didn't, because he promised us in the prior covenant, this is the way it's got to be. And again, in the new covenant now, he's saying, this is the way it's going to be. And so we all want to make heaven our home. Better study heaven. Because for some in this church world of ours, and we have seen it for 45 years, the difference is churches have risen. I was 24 years old then. I'm going to be 70 this year, and I've seen change over change and over change. And I've asked God, change my heart, oh God. Let it be true, that song, change my heart, oh God. I said, God, it's because they're saying different. And they're growing. And look, they don't even want to associate with us. They don't even want to sit at the table. Why don't they want to sit at the table? I got sinner friends that would rather sit with me. Something's wrong with that picture. But as time has progressed, you know, the confusion has risen. And you know, we're into a competition. And I'm not here to compete against nobody in Ucaipa. I'm just here to do what the will of God has called us to do. And that is introduce you to the presence that God has said has always been available. His presence is here. His presence is in you. It goes with you wherever you are, wherever you're to be. He wants to be on vacation with you. And if you don't take him, he still goes. Why? Because he bought you the purchase of his son's life. Come on. So in this chaotic day, in the time that some of us are growing weary. What are we going to do? Oh my God, $4.70 for a gallon of gas. Get a life. In California. But I got a brother that called his brother who lives in Wisconsin. It's $1.96 a gallon. What is wrong with this picture? It's President Trump's fault. Give me a break. It's the war. We just started 7 days ago. They already had the oil established. It's called California. Come on, the greed of California. But thank God we'll be able to go up there. And I go and I get to fill up my tanks. Amen. And by faith, you fill it up, right? Because it's called credit card or debit card. But you use credit just to make sure. Amen. But no, thank God. When I'm listen, because I have choices to make. I forgot where we're going. I'm breaking ground for you. Because oftentimes, some of you don't realize that if you want to grow anything, which I like growing things, amen. I like green grass. But you just can't throw seed out there. I got one of the greatest orange trees ever. Ever. Until somebody else touches it like Minister John. And now my son touched it just like Minister John. You do not trim a tree of that status called fruit tree the way you trim a regular tree. You prune those trees. Hello. You don't cut what's growing you fruit off. You prune the dead branches that is losing, because just like life, you know, there's things that got to be released. Hey, man. But sometimes we got those that are going to go touch, and they mean well. I mean, you know, oftentimes we mean well. We've heard those that mean well. But if we didn't do any right studying, I was a fruit picker. As a child, hello. But we could eat as a child. That's right. In America, we were hungry. Yes. Now today, we can't figure out what to eat. Hello. Choices. Too many choices, which we can go to any of the choices. But wisdom says don't go there because that's too expensive. And just like that, the more they're charging you more for less. How many agree? So we're in a different time, and we're going. Some of us are growing weary. Some of us are at a place where we're about to fall away, and this is why you're hearing this today, and they're going to hear it via the internet way. But we're in a place where even fear is gripping us. And I know about fear because I have been challenged with that spirit. I know about doubt and I understand unbelief, but God will put you and push you that you can learn to trust him. And this is where we are because we know that this is all around us. But if we know who we are, we have to come to the place to who will I serve? See, I'm not going to put you in a place and tell you things today about you're going to serve God or you're going to serve the devil, because that's not the point. That's not the place. The place is you're going to serve God or you're going to serve yourself. Come on. Because the devil has nothing to say over you unless you're demon-possessed, and none of you are demon-possessed. Some of you are demon-attracted. Come on, it attracts you. Some of you, you don't even see him when you walk out the door. He's sitting in your car because, you know, you should be listening to some of that stuff they're putting out there. Right? Now you hate me, right? Shouldn't even be watching what you're going to watch. And by the way, I can only imagine part two is about to expire out of the theaters already. I was trying to rent the theater out, but we can all go. But the price was too high. It's cheaper just to go see the movie on by yourself. But I was going to go today, and I said, oh, there's only two showings now. We went down from a full house to two showings. So that means you're going to push it out. Why will you push it out when there's others that should be pushed out? I don't know. Because society. Some of us like too much killing. Bloodshedding. Some of us like to see all the chaos that's out there. And you're a part of the chaos. It's what it's doing to you. It's attracting you. And now you're growing worry. And now fear is trying to grip you. And this is a challenge every day. That spirit is coming after you. It is a spiritual warfare that some of us do not understand. And behind it, it has so many roots. And God is here to uproot what doesn't belong to him. And that is the spirit of fear is not from God. Come on, say amen. Timothy was told by the Apostle Paul, God did not give you the spirit of fear, but he gave you love. Love conquers all. But learn what love means. Love in the 13th chapter of 1 Corinthians. Break it down. Every word of love and every benefit of love. Break it down and you're going to find out most of us can't handle that truth. Hello? Because I don't want to love everybody. Agree? I still have racism in me. Without realizing, I'm still racist. Hello? I still have this. I still have anger inside me. I'm not going to die for them. Hello? Study the word love because it conquers everything. And that's the first and the definitions. And you got to learn to wait because, you know, we're in a fast lifestyle, right, called progress. I need it now, and I want it less than 30 seconds. Before it was 30 seconds, that's Burger King, okay? And now you can't stand Burger King because they never get it right. Hello? Well, you want it in 30 seconds. What do you expect to get in 30 seconds? And some of us want God in that quick of a service. I need it now, God, but you can't handle what now wants to give you. This is why we need it, and we thank God for the grace because it sustains us when we fail, because we will fail. Amen. This is why we have an out. Say an out. And you'll find it in the epistles of John, the fourth chapter of any man sin. Any man. You're not exempt. Neither am I. Amen. But if we sin, we're not forgiven according to you. You leave the church, he shall be sit down. Come on. Close those doors because he sinned. You walked out just as much as the sin that I did if you thought like that, because that's not the word love. Amen. So study the word. Study this chapter. I'm going to tell you, go search this out after you leave. Go ask God yourself. What he said, God, is that correct? Because I'm not afraid to tell you that because I spend time with my God. Because I spent time with a father I never had. A father that I didn't know exist. He's not a God to me. He's a father that we never had as a child because we were born before without a father. Hello? And so I didn't understand this until now. And I started looking and God gave my life and he started showing me. And I said, I was afraid to even ask for anything because if I learned anything Anybody been religiously brought up? I'm not going to say the religion, but if you do this, God's going to punish you. Anybody heard that growing up in religion as a kid? God's going to punish you, when all that's not true. Well, that's the kind of picture I had as a father. He's going to punish me. Becoming a father, he had to teach me how to be a father, a dad. Hello. I've learned about my dad. Man, this man, he really loves me. And I don't deserve it. I was horrible. I've been horrible. Even after Christianity came into my life, I wasn't right with God in my mind. Hello. I look down on people. And you know, am I talking to somebody looking down on people? You know, I think you don't. You might say I don't, but you do. The way you see people. Amen. This is why I like all colors in my church. Come on. The rainbow belongs to us. A people of many colors. Race. Come on. Belongs to the church. Amen. But the church is the most racist that I've ever seen. And I'm not going to be one of those. I'm going to be what God says to be. But I have to be challenged and I have to make a right choice. And I got to make sure that I'm going to serve the one who's got. Because no matter what, we have learned to rise above in the weary day. We have learned to rise above upon the temptations of the fearful days that are approaching us. How many are afraid to die this morning? I'm ready to go home to be with the Lord. I'm being selfish sometimes. I say, come, Lord. Don't come because half my family ain't saved. So come if you like, but don't come. But there was a day, come, Jesus. And I've already started the journey. Hello, because it gets tough. It gets rough. Hello? It's called experience. It's called maturity. It's called become what God has called you to be. And one thing I learned, I want to leave this world not because I have a church building that we established and how far God has brought us. I want to leave a legacy that my name is a good name to be chosen rather than the silver and gold or the establishment. I want them to remember that my dad, he served God. I want my grandkids, my great-grandchildren, because I have great-grandchildren. Say amen. Amen. We have great-grandchildren, and I want them to know, I want them to be able to tell their children's children that you had a grandpa and a grandma that served God till they died. It wasn't about their church. It wasn't about all that God has blessed them with having, because in this chaotic day, it's been chaotic all our life. Even more so coming to Christ. You think trouble stops because you became a Christian? No, get ready now. Why? Because the enemy just lost you. Oh, Jesus. And instead of being stuck, God is bringing us out. And I want you to know right now, I've got a little story right here before I go into the actual word now and close you out. This is going to be a short service today. Only about 3 hours. Better than five, right? I'm going beyond football time, and look at you, some of you looking at me. I'm not scared. I've seen worse looks than yours. Amen. You don't want to see no look like my wife can give you. And she's looking at me, and I'm in trouble. Now, when I'm in trouble, it's over. Come on. But my machismo is going to rise up. Be ready, but and hers rise up, so be careful. I've had some ugly looks. Hello. Casting out devils. You want to challenge the devil when you want to cast him out, you better be ready for the look he's going to give you. And he's going to talk to you and he's going to tell you your life because he's been watching you because he wants you. So when you got saved, he lost you and he wants you back. But you belong to Jesus. We belong to Jesus. Amen, somebody. And so chaos, been a part of our life. Weariness, been part of our life. Hello, are you here? There's been a price we've had to pay to get this far. And it does get easier. It really does because your trust grows. And this is where you trust no matter what. You're at the edge of the cliff and you hear the Lord say, make one more step, but there's no other step. But because you have a faith in God, you're going to go ahead and you're going to take that other step. Because you know if it doesn't show up, you're dead. And you're dead, you're going on to be with Jesus anyway. Hello, this is a faith that God has you to rise up. Stand for His glory. Stand for what you're called for. He didn't look at you when He called you with what you were doing or what your color was, what your religious ways was, your upbringing. He looked at you because I created you. Some of you came a little wrongly, like possibly I did, but no, I was created by Him for Him. Everything was made for our Savior by Him for Him. And now He's in us, so everything's made for us by Him for Him. Are you listening, church? This is good stuff this morning. Even in the weariness, even in the days we are facing, we're going to win. We're going to see 26 be victorious. Because I've seen worse years that He brought us through. Recession. Hello? We never lost our home. Everybody was losing homes, but guess what? Everybody in our church never lost their home. Why? Because He's our provider. He has a promise that if God gives it, He's not going to lose it. You will. Come on, say amen. And there's a storyline, and here's a grandpa. So here you are, grandpa. Any grandpas in here other than myself? Come on. You're a grandpa, dude. Don't be ashamed. You look too young. No, you're a grandpa. Take your place, grandpas. This is about a Cherokee Indian brother. Grandfather going to talk to his grandson. You're listening. And it's going to go like this. He goes to him. He says, "My son, the battle between two wolves are inside us all. All of us," he said. And he goes, "One is evil. It is anger, envy, jealousy, sorrow, regret, greed, arrogance, self-pity, guilt, resentment, inferiority, lies, false pride, superiority, and ego." How many know what ego represents in the kingdom of God? How many know what the definition of ego is? Exiting God out. Many do that. That's our ego. Why? Because we don't think God's going to let us or be involved with something like that. You'll be surprised. Say amen. Don't ask God to use you if you don't want to really be used. Because He's not going to use you to, "Oh, I want to be the pastor." No, you don't. You better know what being a pastor is all about. Hello, we heard the announcers saying, well, they don't. Hey, it's right. Nobody knows what we have ever gone through except our kids. And they have caused our kids to hate the church at one time. And I've taught them, love them no matter what. Because they, as Jesus said, they don't know what they're doing. And that's at the cross. Come on, say amen. And then he goes, the second one, he's good. It is joy. It is peace. It's love. It's hope. It's serenity, humility, kindness, benevolence, empathy, generosity, truth, compassion, and faith. And the grandson sat back and looked, pondered, looking at his grandfather. And then after a minute, he then said, "Grandfather, which one wins?" Grandfather replied. The old Cherokee grandfather simply replied, "The one that you feed." Are you listening, church? The message this morning is about whom will you serve? The message that we're going to go into now, the second chapter of the book of Corinthians. A second verse, excuse me, this Corinthians 2, chapter 10. This is going to be for all of you that are struggling and battling within, because that's where your battles are. They're all within. I know what you see, because that's your eye gate. Say your eye gate. And we know what you see, because we see it. Say amen. But I also know you have an ear gate. I know you hear. And it's a crazy time that we're in, but you that are faithful, you that are going to be faithful, God already knows that there's a battle going on within all of His people. Hello? Don't you think He knew of the 12 disciples? Didn't you think He knew that this one was not going to give up and sell out the Savior of the world? Because that's the way it had to be. And He knew that He had every chance, like all of you have every chance, in this world, God's going to give us, and He already knows that we may reject Him, we may turn Him down, we may walk away from Him, we may never we may not fulfill the actual will that God saved us for. You've been called that God could use you to lead others to Him. Not inside the church, outside the church. What you do inside the church is one thing, but what you do outside the church is the other opposite thing that you got to be careful for. Are you listening, church? And right now, what we're fighting about this generation, you know, the spirit of fear is gripping many hearts. You know, people are, you know, I've said it like this. We're in the primaries coming up. How many of you know that? We're going to vote for a new governor. I don't know if you believe we need a new governor. I don't know. I stay out of that. What do I think? You don't want to know. Come on. If I let you know my real thoughts, kill them. Sorry. That's my nature. That's where I came from. Streets, gangs, my old nature. But I have to choose. I pray for him. Change him, oh God. Either that or give us a big raise, because $4.70 for a gallon, give me a break. Come on. Not because of the war. We've had plenty of oil. We have plenty of oil. It's before the war, they were raising the price in for no reason. And pretty soon they're going to raise it again because it's going to call it the summer blend, whatever that means. Hello. We're deceptive, but, you know, it's fear that contends, what, our old nature? That's my old nature. I contend with it. How many know what I mean? I can do things quickly, but it's illegal. No, you're not hearing me. Some of us have been trained that way of the old nature, but you cannot let that old nature come into your church world nature. You're going to have to choose. You have to make choices. You have to stand up. And if you know the Bible says, let the redeemed stand up and say so. Just come out here on next Saturday. Pray. Be ready to pray. Pray whatever you're going to be needed. We're calling for the first responders. Come and stop by. We'll pray for you. Say amen, because you're putting your life on the line. First responders, military. Got people who are going to face divorce, separations. We have hurt people out there. Say amen, somebody. And, you know, and all they need is somebody to agree with them. And that's who we are. To agree with God, what's right. Say amen, somebody. Because it's a crazy world out there. But I know the nature that God has given us. And I want you to know right now, I want you to write this down if you can. You have been called and chosen to be in this day for the end time of life. You have been, so I get to see, you know, the year I'm going to see, the that's one of the promised years. How many know your promise 70 minimum? Do you know your promise 70 minimum? So all these that died prior, they were promised the 70. Psalms 90 tells you. And then he says, I'll give you even 10 more. After that, you're old. 80 is the promised land total plus. 70 is the guarantee if you know your God and you serve your God and you believe in your God. And I don't care what you've done. I don't care where you came from. I don't care your challenges. He'll see you through it. Hello. Come on. Twice in the hospital for a heart. The main subject of your life. I'm in there and I'm saying, why, God? What did I do? What didn't I do? What did I do? Twice, say amen, somebody. And I'm still going to go forward. I don't care what they say. I don't care how they say it. I'm moving forward, because you didn't take me then. You're not going to take me until it's time. And I believe in the word of God. I believe I have up to 80 minimum. Hello? I'm not going to let that thing put a fear in me. Come on, are you here, church? You've been actually chosen, not just been allowed. You've actually been chosen to be here in this world today. You're a chosen generation. First Peter says, your royalty status. Hello? You're a priest. What? Priest? Priestly? Study those two of the prior covenant, what kings were and what priests were. You know, the priests told the kings what to do. It's not a bad call. Everybody's, oh, it's called separated. We don't get to do what they do. Read about the priestly garments. Amen. And I didn't care. I couldn't tell them what to do, but I could tell the king what to do. Ooh, Jesus. That's called authority. In Bible, I don't know, but You're here today to hear what you've heard, and those that are here to understand your chosen status. And we know John, the gospel says, I've chosen you. You didn't choose him. He chose you. He came to you. He comes to you. He picked you up. He'll pick you up. He'll bother you. He's never going to leave you. That's why I say take him on vacation. Even though you don't want him to go because you don't want him to see what you're going to do out there. Hello? What do you mean? Well, let me tell you about a pastor friend that I had that went to Mexico, went to, what's that called? Cabos. No, the other one. I can't say it right, even though I have a little Spanish blood in me. I have only half Spanish blood in me. I'm Caucasian on the other side. My father was from England. Are you listening, church? Raised up in Spanish, though, a couple of years. And then my mom married a Caucasian and never let us speak Spanish again. Or else I've been speaking fluently. Say, hello. Born here, though. Are you listening? Hello? Puerta, the door. Puerta Vallarta. Okay, Spanish teacher, teach me. How's it go? See, he's a Spanish teacher in high school. You want to know Spanish? Talk to that guy. Hello? He went there because vacation came. Sure, he's a pastor, going to get out there. He sat down. He looked around and said, oh man, we're having a great old time. And he ordered two margaritas, one for him and his wife. And what? And they looked at it. And then, what do you think? Who do you think is there? God went with them and said, what are you doing? He said, well, nobody's going to know. You know, you're going to reason with God. Go ahead, try reasoning with God because you're going to lose. Amen. And there he is, him and his wife. They count the big old margaritas, he said, and he'll tell you. And then all of a sudden, after he was trying to convince God it's okay, because, you know, nobody's going to know. We're just going to do it one time, God. And I mean, all it takes is that one time. You don't understand. My relative, when the first time went out with the boys, one time, his wife convinced him, go ahead, go. You never go out. You never do anything. Go one time. That night, he died in a car accident, going off a cliff. What's called Dead Man's Curve in La Sierra Riverside. And four men in the car went down, and it's a deep, we've been there. It's a deep, deep fall. Three survived. He died. One time. It's not going to hurt God. And all of a sudden, the convictions hit. And he told his wife, you know what? I'm going to tell the waiter, take him back. We don't want, we'll pay for him. We don't need him. And he ordered his soda, and out of nowhere, one of his members showed up. And they said, Pastor, you guys are here. You should have told us. We would have come together and been in the same hotel, whatever. And they looked at each other, he says, and he goes, oh my God. They would have saw us drinking margaritas. When we teach them, it's not good for you. Hello? You've been chosen to be here. To hear these things, to understand the scriptures, and I'm going to send the scriptures right here because 2 Corinthians chapter 10. You've been saying that, Pastor. I said, yeah, but I'm going to close you with these two verses, these scriptures now, these two scriptures. King James Version, and I'm going to read it from another version at the same time. Verse number 3, 2 Corinthians, 10th chapter, 3 says, for though we, say we, that means you too. Walk in the flesh. Oh, what's flesh mean to you? How many know you have an old nature and a new nature? Anybody know about the old nature? That's the old nature. I told him to get rid of him. Hello. Come on. You walk in the flesh. We do not war after the flesh. In verse number 4. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but what? Are you guys reading the same Bible I'm reading? You got the New King James Version, correct? Then it says, again, four, starting all over. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. In verse number 5, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God and bringing into captivity captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. And verse number 6, and having in readiness to revenge all disobedience when your obedience is fulfilled. Now, I'm going to read it from it's called the Easy English Version. One of the most easiest versions to understand, but it's not always written the way we would like it. And it says, it is true for you people, it is true that we are human. How many of you said, well, I'm only human? Come on. Nobody else said that, just me? You're lying. You're not being truthful. It's true that we are human. Come on, God, I'm human. You understand. I was in the Son. You know, Jesus had the Holy Spirit. He had you. You're actually God in the form. Come on. I can't do it like you did. And Jesus drank anyway. Anybody said that? Prove it. Prove it. Prove it. Because he talks that he never touched it. So God's either telling half a truth or not. You don't want to hear that. We live in human bodies, but we do not fight by our own human power. How many of you continuously, and I'm going to tell you stop, try to work out what God is working on? And if you don't learn to cease from doing that, you're never going to have the victory that God has sustained you to have. And what that means, you're going to go through it. Yes, you're going to face it. Absolutely. But the victory is going to come that you can say to God, be the glory, because I could have never done it my way. You're not Frank Sinatra. He's a liar. He didn't do it his way. He has a mafia backing him up. Come on, church. They were under threat if they didn't let him go up on stage and sing. Hello? And if you didn't know, I won't go there. I won't go there. I know too much about that world. Won't go there. It's not going to be done your way. Are you listening? We do not use human weapons on verse number 4 to fight God's war. Instead, we use the weapons that come from God. These weapons are powerful enough to destroy the enemy's strong places. With these weapons, we destroy wrong ideas that people think. Have you ever thought that your idea was greater than God's ideas? Never? Ask God. He'll tell you about your life versus his life. Are you here? Verse number 5. We pull down every high thing that tries to stop people from knowing God. With these weapons, we take hold of every thought, here it comes, and we bring it to obey Christ. Verse 6. You must obey completely everything that we have explained to you, and then we will be ready to punish anyone who will not obey God. That's the easy thing. It never said punished, did it? It says you're going to be, the way the King James Version said, you're going to be able to, in your obedience, you're going to be able to come against disobedience. Everything starts with you. Say me. So today you're going to learn that who do I serve? Who will I serve? Will I serve me? I ain't going to say you ain't no devil. I'm not going to put him in a place he has no right to claim. He is not in control of anybody. Yes, this is his kingdom, but we're here to take it back. Hello? We're taking back what the enemy has stolen. How many of you have walked in your neighborhood and said, nope, belongs to God now? I'm suspicious of anybody walking in and learning and coming into my neighborhood. What's your belief? Hello? Especially if they're from the Mideast. And I'm not judging them wrongly. Hello? But I've been to Israel. You're lying that Israel doesn't love the Mideast. They're lying out of their teeth. Nazareth and Bethlehem is controlled by the Arab world. They hate them, but they allow them in the country. You're allowed in my neighborhood, but I'm going to be praying for you, because if you lie to me, I'm praying you out of my neighborhood. I'm praying you out of my city. I'm going to pray you out of my state unless you get salvation, because salvation is for everybody, and we love you. Love you guys. Come on, say amen. I don't care what color. I love you. Amen, but my obedience is going to come against disobedience. Are you listening, church? Why? Because my weapons of warfare are not what? They're not weak. Come on. They're mighty. Amen? They're mighty. No, you don't understand. They're mighty. John Hagin, one time of Cornerstone in Texas, he gave a message. And this is before he had all bodyguards in the front. Before I think he learned a kind of a lesson, but kind of went the opposite way. He was giving a message and somebody walked up and everybody thought he was going to go bless him. Pulled out his weapon and shot at Hagin 6 times. Boom, 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 boom. Went there to kill him because his wife and him had a problem. And Hagee's a problem to the solution because get saved and she'll come back. Hello? It's recorded. It's on record. That person walking in, shooting 6 times at him. Boom. You hear it. Boom, 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 boom. And not one bullet touched him. Right at him, straight down. Our weapons are warfare. Not carnal. They're mighty. Come on. Have you ever had a dog attack you and you said, in the name of Jesus? Come here, puppy. No, in the name of Jesus. Have you ever gone to a neighborhood you're not aware of and say, Lord, you're with me? I send my angels out. I send my angels out every night here because cars are driving up. They shouldn't be here at night. Hello? Unless you're sheriff, stay all you want. Here's my keys. You want to go to the bathroom? Open for you. Come on. Amen. And you know who my biggest enemy is on the church at night now? It's a big skunk. Wakes us up at 2 or 3 in the morning. Alarms go off. Beep, beep. Beep, beep. What? And I look at him. I'm half asleep. Hello. What is it, God? Who is it? It's Pepe Le Pew walking by and then coming back. And he's big. No, you're not hearing me. You see, because you don't understand that we're not fighting what you think our fight is. We're only losing because of the way you're trying to fight. Until you get to your place to know your authority as a child of God, until you understand that who is within you that purchased you and what he sent into you called the Spirit of God, you'll never reach the potential that God has called you to be what's called the head, not the tail. You'll never be able to persevere as God has said that you push toward a mark. It's a high calling. We're all called to a high calling of mark. He told you that mark is your cross, but your cross is your victory. Until you pick up your cross because you're afraid of the sticks that are coming with it. The stakes, no. It's a reminder that your victory's been given to you. Because you're a child of God. And in closing, we're going to go to Ephesians. We're going to go to Ephesians chapter 6. And I'm going to stay in the easy English if you don't mind. You're going to have it in a different version up there. And this is well known for most of you that have been in church. I learned this one quick when I came to church. Especially when I've seen the first devil casting out in my life, and I scared the daylights out of me. Hello? I didn't believe demonology existed. But I had a pastor that the devil hated. And he hated the devil. Come on. And today, I hate the devil. We don't give a place to him because the Bible says, give no place to my enemy. Are you listening, church? I think we need that back in the United States. Hello? Can I be honest with you before I close you up? I'm praying against all these religions. If you don't want to serve the God that we serve, it's fine. You got your interpretation of your God. You think you're going to go get these virgins by blowing yourself up? More power to you, but that's not the will of God. Okay, that's not the will of God. God, if you don't realize, if you know the real Bible, you're not going to be worried about virgins in the heavens. You're going to be concerned with the one you're going to face. Come on. And if you want to believe it, that's fine. But if you want to come in and tell us to put down our country because we're the snake, it takes a snake to know a snake. Amen? I'm sorry. I'm praying against those that are coming in to try to change our country's ways. I'm sorry. I have that authority. You're not listening. You can come here. I'm fine. Catholics, I'm fine with you. Mormons, my taxman's Mormon. He loves me. He loves me because he says I'm the only Christian that doesn't cheat. That's in his group. And he's been doing income tax for a long time, isn't he? He's a great man. Amen. I think he's going to get Jupiter. as his reward. I think that's our Mars. I told him, stay away from Venus. Amen? I'm fine with them. Hinduism, Judaism, I'm fine with even Judaism. I'm fine with my Jewish brothers. Hello? I'm fine with anybody. I'm not fine with the Church of Satan, though. I pray them out just like I'm praying all others out. Are you here? In closing now, Galatians chapter 6, something you all know. Ephesians chapter 6. I'm telling you, go to Ephesians, right? I'm in Galatians. Ephesians 6 is the chapter I want you. I'm closing you with this. I'm past my time already. Verse number 10, 11, 12, and 13, I think we're going to close you out. It says, the last thing that I want to say to you is this. Be strong. Church, this is an order. Be strong. By the Lord's great power, and again, I'm easy English version. Be strong in the Lord's great power because you are united with him. Put on your whole armor, say my whole armor, that God gives us. So then you will continue to be strong against the clever ways by which the devil attacks us. You need to be strong because we are not fighting against human enemies, but no, instead we are fighting against the rulers and the powerful spirits that have authority over this dark world. We are fighting against powerful bad spirits who live in the heavens. So take on the whole armor that God gives, then you'll be able to stand against the enemy when he attacks, and he will not be able to stand and move you from your place. Then after you have done everything, you will be found standing strongly in your place. God has never called you not to be in your place. God has never told you that you can't make it to this journey. He put it where you will make it if you hear what he says to you this morning. Are you listening, church? Stand to your feet.